We know there are children who, at a very young age, feel they were born into the wrong body. They change their names and how they dress and publicly identify with the gender they're more comfortable with. It's called a social transition because these kids have yet to make any changes to their bodies. They may never. But there's much disagreement about how young is too young for kids to make that social transition. John Brooks of KQED reports.
There's a fierce debate roiling the world of transgender research. And at its heart, it's about children like Gracie. I met Gracie at Rainbow Day Camp in El Cerrito, California, on the San Francisco Bay. It was water day.
I got wet, and I loved it. So fun.
Gracie's got a rainbow swimsuit and blonde ponytail. She throws her body onto a makeshift water slide, then pops back up.
I didn't do that again.
Rainbow Day Camp was created specifically for kids who are transgender. Gracie, who is now 7, socially transitioned to being a girl when she was 4. She still remembers what it felt like back then, when people thought she was a boy.
It was not right to me, and I didn't want people to say that, but they said it. And it hurt in my feelings a lot.
And what's it like now?
Feels happy to me.
From hurt to happy. In healthcare, that's a success. And some gender experts point to stories like this one as proof that even young kids like Gracie will thrive after social transitioning. When Gracie transitioned, she got to pick a new name and wear girls' clothing in public. Family and friends began using she and her instead of he and his. Gracie, once viewed as a boy, was reintroduced to the world as a girl, all before age 5.
So we have seen some kids as young as 2 whose parents are bringing them in because they're beginning to say, me not boy, me girl.
Diane Aronsaft is the director of mental health at the Child and Adolescent Gender Clinic at UC San Francisco. She's a leading proponent of the idea that parents shouldn't wait if their kids are ready to socially transition. She thinks delaying can be harmful.
Because what we are seeing in the children who are held back is children who are anxious, depressed, because they are not being affirmed in the gender they're trying to tell everybody they are.
Transgender adults attempt suicide at much higher rates than average. So Aronsaft says,
why would we deny for the vast majority of kids something that is basically a suicide prevention?
At the UCSF Gender Clinic, there's no rule that kids have to reach a certain age before starting a social transition. And that's where it gets controversial.
We are certainly accused of being either the Wild Wild West or even forcing kids into transgender identities.
When Gracie wanted to transition, her parents did wonder if it was too early. Here's her mom, Molly.
We said, what if we do this? What if we let our son walk into the world in a dress with fairy wings and crowns and high heels, and then he changes his mind?
That's a valid concern, according to Dr. Jack Drescher. He's a psychiatrist in New York who studied the treatment of transgender kids. He supports social transitioning, but he has doubts about doing it so young. Here is why.
The research literature currently shows that most transgender children who showed up at gender clinics over the last 30 years did not grow up to be transgender. They grew up to be gay.
There have been studies tracking transgender kids over time. They all found at least 2/3 of the kids later switched back to their original gender. But these days, lots of experts dismiss those studies, including Diane Aronsaft at UCSF. The problem is that many of the studies are old, from a time gender roles were more rigid. Most of the studies included kids who were considered transgender at the time, but wouldn't be today. Now we would just call those kids gender nonconforming.
Under that umbrella falls a whole group of quote-unquote effeminate boys, girly boys. So they were never going to be transgender in the first place.
You might ask, what's the big deal if a kid wants to switch genders again later? What would be the harm? After all, these young kids don't undergo any physical changes. Jack Drescher says switching back would be a big deal and could be really stressful.
helping a child and the family do a social transition in one direction requires a lot of resources to help the transition. Why would it not require a similar amount of resources if the child changes their mind?
There's scarcely any research on so-called detransitioning. One study did look at a handful of transgender girls who decided to switch back to their birth gender when they were teens. They had a very hard time emotionally making the switch a second time. Gracie's mom, Molly, knows all about the research, but she has no doubt that socially transitioning Gracie at age 4 was the right thing to do, because Gracie had been talking about it for years.
As soon as she could tell us, it was, I'm a girl, I'm a sister, I'm a daughter, I'm that girl on that show, I'm that girl in that book.
Her parents had really tried to steer Gracie in another direction. When she wanted dolls, they gave her toy trucks and pirate ships. But it was taking a toll.
Like, you never got to see that sort of, like, sparkle. And I got to a point where I was like, I can't do it anymore. I need to see my child light up.
The current clinical guidelines are cautious about social transitioning for kids. But a committee of transgender experts is now working on the next version. What comes out of those meetings could mean either more or fewer children publicly changing their gender. For Here and Now, I'm John Brooks.